street.
Can't keep him out of me.
Got the sheets, not the bed, got the chair.
Hello,
and welcome to the first Lily show of the year. This is Lily. Unfortunately, only one Lily is here in the studio at the moment. Other Lily is stuck in her seminar, but she's running over here, and it shouldn't be too long. But yeah, very happy to be back. Also, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How could I forget? And today, Lily and I, in light of our summer hiatus, we've prepared a set that's kind of loosely songs of the summer. And not songs of the summer as in, like, this applies to everyone. This is very much, like, our personal songs of the summer. And Big in Japan by Tom Waits is just, like, that just makes sense for me. I was in Colorado over the summer. I was driving a lot through, like, the Rocky Mountains. And I think that, like, Tom Waits is best listened to in that environment. So I was enjoying that a lot. And then I also played Sweet by Feeble Little Horse. Their album Girl with Fish is really great. Coming from a Pisces, I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah, so we're going to hear the rest of my songs, and then Lily will come back and give you some of hers. So without further ado, I'm going to keep it going.
We'll be right back.
And, oh, wait one second.
Mic four
is also everyone. On now. So, you just heard Sugarcoated by Rocket, followed by Green to Me by Hum. And I paired these songs together intentionally. Rocket is a newer band. I think they're from LA, but I saw them in the Bay this summer at this cute little venue called Sub Rosa in Santa Cruz. It was so adorable. I got, like, a good bit of hearing damage, but enjoyed the show a lot. They were really good. And then, but the Rocket as a band is very inspired by Hum. And so I was like, let me pick this Hum song to put after. And so I paired them together. And I also think there's something about just like intense layered guitars that feels very summer to me. It feels like it's hot outside. It's kind of like an oppressive heat. And you just have this like, these like layers of sound. And so I would like, I remember like driving home from work and my car would be like all hot in the sun. And then I'd like play some of this and like just, it would be...
I do a lot of bass heavy songs on the drive home from work for that reason.
We could do a drive home from work set.
I mean, for also, hey everyone. It's secondary.
Secondary.
Today, secondary, Lily.
Yeah.
I was coming from my Nietzsche seminar. I apologize.
Yeah, I read Nietzsche.
Yeah, I read Nietzsche.
You could say.
One could say I study. Anyways, hi everyone. I would do a lot of bass heavy songs because, for all those not familiar, my 2007 Honda Pilot has phenomenal bass system.
So that's lovely. That.
But I think the layered guitar is very, it's similar to Heat in how like it's such a sensory, like such a sensory experience that it's you can't blanket. Ignore that one. You ignore the other four. Good pick, totally. Lily.
Yeah, thank you, Lily. And Lily and I have some interesting announcements or some exciting announcements.
Oh, we do.
Yes, we do. Yes.
We go. I'm relating so excited to
I'll jog your memory.
Okay.
So, first of all, Lily decides to show up back at school with my haircut.
Oh.
And my haircut, or not my hair color, but like kind of similar.
Oh, Lily, can you turn the mic down? We're talking really loud on here. We keep blowing it out.
Like blasting speed.
Yeah.
Lily decides to show up with my haircut. People are mixing us up. For each other left and right. Our close friends are mixing us up.
People aren't recognizing me.
People aren't recognizing Lily at all because she had bleached hair when she left.
Yes, for all those who are consistent, no, not a single consistent listener, but for those who don't know.
For all of our fans. For all of our many fans.
For the hell of it. I used to have long, no.
Can't say that on air.
No.
H-E double hockey stick.
Please check out the Old Testament, please. I'm begging you.
We should have an episode where we just read the Old Testament.
Wouldn't that be like religious?
We can
do. Do we have to like record that or something? Okay. Anyhow,
copyright. Claims.
I used to have long white hair, and now it's short, dark brown hair, and a
you
lot of
in reverse.
I did, and a lot of people can't fathom that the intentional regression. You know, it's like paring down music. People don't get it. People don't understand. This is why people don't understand shoegaze and how it's so important.
Mm. And then what? What's wrong?
Moving on.
And then our second announcement relating to like Lily and I homogenizing is that we both actually filled out some forms and we legally changed our names. We used to be Lily Lily. Now we are both Lilleee. Hence the name change. Lily's on air, spelled Lilleess.
Yes,
because they're a plural.
I'm getting word that the web stream isn't working for my father.
Oh,
well, for all those in the Medford Somerville area, thanks for listening.
Huh? Anyways, we'll workshop.
Anyhow, back to the music.
So those are slowly becoming the same person.
For one of my songs later, it relates to us both in a fun secret way that I will tell you.
Oh, I'm excited to hear.
But yeah, let's continue with the rest of the Lily number one, Lily NB.
Oh, we're saying that on air. Okay.
Oh, should we keep it
on the DL? I don't know.
In terms of gender,
anyways.
In terms of pronoun usage, or in terms of like identity.
Thank you. Well, folks, that concludes the LILI portion of the set. I just played Cowgirl in a Ditch by Flory off their new album, came out this summer, The Holy Bible. You should check it out. Great text as well, if you're like into that kind of thing.
Hey, the church is in decline.
I'm trying to like plug it. Like
underground religion.
Guys, you have to, like, it's this new thing.
Imagine if we started promoting the Christian catacombs right now on air.
If we started what?
Imagine if there's a PSA for the catacombs or something. Shit. They need the help.
I didn't say that.
Did you guys hear that?
Weird. Yeah, like I don't know. There's like music outside. anyways, and then the other song, A Shot in the Arm by Wilco. It would not be a summer set without a Wilco song. No, Wilco is incredibly summer. But yeah, I don't know. Just like some songs I was enjoying this summer. Some like songs that came out this summer.
Oh, wait. And we were they were very summer.
Oh, yeah, no, and now Lily's going to give her a view of how she thinks I did to capture summer. Because, I need a second opinion. You know, I'm biased.
I think, Wilco is very summer. And Lily, the beauty of doing a set with you, especially when we impose a theme, is that, you normally capture the half that I don't include on my playlist, mm-hmm. you know? You definitely...
Complimentary.
You got the good dancing. You got the dance about... Though, the song I'm going to play right after this is the best dance song. It's not a dance record. It's just I like dancing.
Yeah.
I think they're very summer. I'm not going to give it a number.
You should give it a rating out of 10, but, not a number.
Like, lime green.
Is this because the Feeble Little Horse album cover is kind of lime green?
Because I felt in class. Oh, I think I'm looking at the little bars.
Or maybe it's an aura thing. I don't know. I've been told I have a lime green aura.
Really?
Would you agree with that?
I don't know if I'd agree with that because I don't...
Or a leaf green.
Oh.
Specifically.
Well, this woman on the street once told me I had a glowing white aura.
I was going to say for you, pale purple. Like, glowing pale purple.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I was always a pink girl myself as a child. This is so...
I was always a girly girl. I was always a la la la. I was always an okay... Sorry.
Actually, anyways, so since... Lily, thank you so much for covering the first half hour.
Of course,
Lily. So sorry to be a little late. We're going to play some of my songs of the summer, meaning songs that I... These are the first songs that I thought of that I consistently played most days on the way to or from my job in... the country.
In the country.
Lots of boot stomping.
Small town America.
Exactly, though.
Mm.
And there was lots of boot stomping in, with my left foot, in that little foot rest they give you sometimes in the car.
Yeah.
Lots of boot stomping. Lily and I were just stomping our boots on the
studio. We were stomping so hard on the Bubs roof. It was going to break down and on them mid acapella set.
We're wanted by the Bubs for stomping too hard.
The Bubs hate us. They have it out for us.
The musicality just can't be beat. And also, Wilco songs are incredibly easy to,
to stomp to?
Stomp along.
Absolutely.
Wait,
can I share an anecdote from my summer?
Oh, please. Are you going to talk about the music festival?
I'm going to talk about... No, I'm not going to talk about...
Not the music festival, the folk festival fiasco.
Yeah, so this summer, one of the highlights for me was that I drove down to Pescadero. I got in my car, went an hour and a half to this place called Pie Ranch. And Pie Ranch...
we're getting a cut song.
It's fine. No, because, I think it's okay.
and therefore it is.
Yeah.
We create our own values.
Pie Ranch, they sell pies. They have kind of, a co-op-y farm thing going on. I don't really know how it works, but it seems cool.
Yeah.
And they also host barn dances in the winter, meadow dances in the summer. And so I pulled up. It was sunset. There was a band on stage, a folk band. They were... teaching us how to do these dances, so much boot stomping, gorgeous sunset, goats. It was the best thing I've ever done.
I love live folk bands.
It's, yeah.
I think in terms of places that are not particularly serious about music in terms of when they have live music, not that this farm was unserious or anything, I don't know, but.
It was very serious, actually.
Deeply serious. But when they have live music, that's quite just on the side and it's not the main event or whatever. I love a folk band. They always deliver. A single singer...
Well, it's often, really... It's, old people who are just, really into it.
And yeah. But have you ever seen, a jazz ensemble that's just, in the corner of a restaurant? It's a sad sight to behold.
Mm-mm. Well, I don't like it when they're forced to play, three popular covers. And you feel they're being held back by their audience.
Yeah.
But this band, I don't know. They're going at it. I think there was some,
Oh, my gosh. I saw an old person folk band this summer, too. I didn't... I was at the county fair. in the old train house, which is one of my favorite parts of it. And then there was these four old men. One of them had a banjo, which was great.
That's awesome.
And one of the songs was a labor song, too. My sister loves labor songs. This is so incredibly related to everything we're saying. But,
yeah.
Well, you know what? And I did put it on Big Thief Song because it was a Big Thief summer for me. And the former summer was a bigger Big Thief.
Well, we both saw Big Thief.
And we both saw Big Thief. Yeah. That's right.
Of course. We had to. Yeah. I was also... I was fiddling a little bit.
Oh, I forgot about
another
that.
Inspiration for Cowgirl in the Ditch. And that's partially why, I don't... Fiddle music has sounded so good now that I've, gotten a little bit more invested in it again. And I'm, every time I hear a fiddle, I'm like, oh my god, this is so awesome.
French music sounds so good to me now that I'm not actively enrolled in a French class.
It's amazing. Your
très français. No, yeah, I've been playing this French worship song. House worship song
just
every
you
morning
wait
for the past few
loyal
days.
Loyal like listeners, we'll have that on air soon enough.
Anyways, to starkly transition, I was big into the 80s this summer. And we're going to hear a very fun dancey record that I played quite frequently on the way home from work if I didn't want to fall asleep. And we'll talk to you in a little. All right.
I still sheep. Yeah, I can keep the beauty sleep. I get the breathtaking views, the apples and nocturnal too. If you wanna trailblaze through me like a deer in the headlights, you'll see Echo Musk.
All right, so you just heard Trailblaze Star by Cowgirl Clue, and before that, The Perfect Kiss by New Order. So when I said I was really into 80s this summer, that was also paired with what can only be qualified as girl electronic. Oh, I don't even have your mic on, I'm sorry. Oh, because this is going to be quick, that's why I'm not going to turn it on. And next you're going to hear The Wait by the American Analog Set, and... Like Dylan in the Movies by Belle and Sebastian. Okay.
Just don't try. Through the 90s, we just got by. It's not worth it.
One, two, three, four. kiss, kissing man, like a long walk home when the music stops. Take a tip from me, took her to the park. When you're on your own, it's a long walk home. Well, if they follow you, then don't look back. Like Dylan in the movies, on your own. If they follow you, it's not your money that they're after, boy, it's you. Pure, easy listening, settle down on the pillow soft. When they've all gone home, you can concentrate on the ones you love. You can concentrate, hey, now they've gone. But if they follow you, don't look back. Like Dylan in the movie, on your own. If they follow you, it's not your mind. They're after, boy, it's you.
World's Quickest PSA.
Hey guys, we're gonna have to talk over the song because we timed this up poorly.
Yeah. Okay. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill, but if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container in the car's trunk or high in the tree. Learn more at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you. You know what else? Oh, wait.
And don't kill a bear like Dawn in the movies.
No, like, guys, like, no, like, I'm really serious. Like, please don't. Like, the bears are, like, they're so cute. Have you seen them? Like, guys, they're in danger. Please don't kill the bears.
It's not their money that, it's not your, their honey that they're after.
It's
boy,
you.
It's you.
It's you if you don't bear bag your food, guys.
And if the bears follow you,
do the bare minimum. I'm sorry.
Enjoy the rest of the song, guys. So as you know, that was Like Dylan in the Movies by Belle and Sebastian, and here is Salt by Alex G. And then I think we'll talk before the last song, but I actually don't remember what I had to say. Lily?
I love Alex G.
I'm hearing a lot of my favorite, like my classic favorites. All right, enjoy Salt, guys.
Bye, guys. Oh, wait, never mind.
What?
Not bye yet.
By now.
Thank you.
right, you are still hearing Salt by Alex G. And then that was a sleepier summer song. We kind of excluded that shot. Oh, I really wanted to put on Most of the Time by Bob Dylan. Love that. Such a summer song. Anyways, for our final-ish song of the set, because we talk too much, we gab too much, and that's what girls do, and that's
girls
okay.
Girls just love to gab.
Girls just love to gab, and they love to have fun.
They love to stomp their feet.
Speaking of, I'm going to play the new single from Big Thief, Vampire Empire. I saw them in Kingston the day the recorded version came out. It's so cool. They actually still do unreleased music, but boy, is this a boot stomping song if I ever did hear. Lily,
yeah. I give it a medium boot stomping,
honestly,
like,
they have more boot stomping songs.
We've already played Red Moon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, so enjoy Vampire Empire. All right.
See yourself through all the books you read, overwhelmed with guilt and realize.